Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with the Top Third Ag Marketing Closing Grain Comments for Tuesday, January 23rd. The upward movement continued in the grains, this time led by soybeans and Kansas City wheat, both up double digits. We had Chicago wheat and corn lagging behind, up 1 to 2 cents across the board there. Let's take a look at corn. March finished up 0.75 cents at 446.5. We put in a high at 450.5. That's just 0.75 cents off of last week's high. So it would be another little positive boost if we can take out last week's high here in the next 3 days or so. Taking a look at December, we finished up 1¼ cents at 477.5. Pretty tight range there, 5¼ to 9¾. So we finished smack in the middle of that range. Taking a look at beans, March finished up 15¼ cents at 1239.5, about 18 cents off of a 1221.5 low. We took out last week's high there in the March, that old high, 37¾. So we took that out, traded as high as 40.5. In the November beans, we traded up 9½ cents at 1207. That's well above the 1195¼ low. And that was the high of the day, was 1207, so a good positive settlement there. Took out last week's high in the March beans as well. So again, some good turnarounds. Also, taking a look at March wheat, we were flat on the day at 596.5, about a dime off the highs. March Kansas City up 10.5 at 617.5. Both of those contracts took out last week's high. So we are seeing, again, some gradual positive turns in the market here. We'll see if this drift higher can continue. Some of that drift higher there, especially lead in the beans, is due to the Argentinian weather forecast over the next 7 to 10 days into early February, as this is kind of the July timeframe according to their growing calendar. It's looking warmer and drier through that period, so the water that they had there is starting to lose that pretty quick. So if this continues, this will obviously have a negative effect on their production and maybe accelerate this turnaround here in the grains in the U.S. Outside markets, we've got the dollar up 36 ticks at 103.48, crude oil down 36 cents a barrel at 74.40, and the Dow down about 125 points right now. Also released today, farm futures have their estimates for 2024 acres. We've got them pegged at 92.8 million acres of corn. That's down 1.8 on last year. They're looking for 84.95 million acres of beans. That's up 1.4 million. And in the all wheat category, they're looking for about 48 million acres of all wheat. That's down 1.58 million. A big cut there was almost a 20% drop in spring wheat plantings. They're looking at spring wheat going from 11.2 million acres last year down to 9 million acres this year, so a big drop there. So we'll have to see how that pans out heading into the spring and what things might change to affect that, but that's a preliminary estimate. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.